Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Coach on Fire Radio.
Fire the tire.
Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Sean Wyman. Welcome to The Movement. You are listening to Success Movement Radio. I am, as always, so excited because we have another amazing guest. And it's even more dynamic because this is my first couple on the Coach on Fire Radio Network. And I'm really, really excited. It is the perfect time for them to be here. As most of you know, Valentine's Day is next week, and who better to have than one of the top relationship coaches in the country to have on this radio show tonight. So I am really excited. If you are here to learn about relationships, both personal and professional, whether you are single or you are married or you're in a relationship, no matter what that looks like for you, you are going to get some great value from my guest tonight. Right before I introduce you to them, though, I want to remind you that you can call into the show and you can talk to our guest live. Now, the telephone number changed from the last time because we're actually in a different studio tonight. So the phone number is 646-668-2081. That's 646-668-2081. All right, guys. So that being said, feel free to start calling in. We will take your calls as they come in so you guys can talk to Angel and Brent Rhodes about your relationships and about the different challenges and things that you're going through, whether they're personal or professional. So with that being said, I want to introduce some people that I had the honor of meeting over the last year. We actually met through live stream, but very quickly I became connected to them, and they are amazing, God-loving people. And they're not only the amazing relationship coaches, they actually they follow their own principles. They are, you know, just an amazing couple. They have changed lives everywhere that they go. They're working with people nationally and even internationally. And I'm really, really excited, guys, to introduce you to Angel and Brent Rhodes, Marriage of God. Welcome, guys. Great to have you tonight.
Thanks, Sean. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having us.
Hey, Sean. It is great to be here as well.
Man,
I'm doing
so
out here.
Yes, so excited, guys, so excited. So as we're getting this started, I know you guys are well-known, but there are some people in my audience that may have never met you before. So if you would, let's just start this out by sharing a little bit about you guys, where you're at right now, what you're really focused on, and kind of get the show going that way.
Sure.
Not a problem. Well, you know, if those of you that don't know us, Sean just gave such a great presentation of who we are. But first of all, my name is Brent, obviously, and my wife, her name is Angel, and we serve together as Marriage of God. That is who we are.
Right, and as Marriage of God, Brent and I serve as marriage and relationship builders. We work with married couples. Just helping them to navigate through all of their tough times and tight spots, dealing with life, marriage, and family. We also work with premaritals and newlyweds, getting them prepared with premarital counseling. And then we also have a leg where I work with single ladies, helping them to get in position to be the wives that God has ordained and predestined them to be.
Yes, you know, the thing about it is we love marriages, we love relationships. So we're walking in our purpose.
Absolutely.
you know, we've been together since the age of 15. If people say, oh, you know, you've done life together. Literally, we've done more than half of our life together. To be honest with you, we've been together over 28 years. During those times, we had several hills that we were, you know, we had to surpass, and we did it with the love of God first. He loved us before we even loved ourselves. You know, we lived together. We cohabitated, like, my, you know, outside of wedlock. So we are the girl and guy next door. We lived in a, you know, we call that the time of grace, that God gave us grace. And now we've been married for 16 years. So we call that living in his glory now. So that's who we are.
Right. We say all the time, you know, we are marriage of God now, but we've not always been marriage of God.
Yes.
In fact, we've not always been a marriage of God. So, to God's glory, you know, thankful to him that he just showed us where we both needed to correct ourselves, and we're able to heal and mend our marriage. And now he is purposed and destined us to help other people to do the same thing, overcoming those challenges that every marriage faces.
Right, right. So, we work tirelessly to save marriages and to position young ladies and young men to appreciate their next level in their life, even in their single season, and to be able to approach the single season with the perspective of it's not a curse.
Right.
It's a season of preparation, and if they're divorced, it's a season of restoration. So, you know, one other thing that I wanted to make sure that everyone knows, you know, if God can do this for us, he can do so much more for you. So much more for you. You know, Sean, I mean, we appreciate your story. We appreciate your book. We appreciate for what you're doing in your movement. And I just want to make sure that every person that is in a relationship that is listening to the sound of our voice, you know, there's still hope, regardless of what the past relationship or the past marriage you went through. There's hope, and even in Valentine's Day, if you don't have right, you don't have right what you want right now, God is still able, and if he did it for us, he could do so much more for you.
Absolutely, man. So, Angel and Brent, one of the big words I heard there was the word challenges, right? That's a big word. And in marriage, there are so many challenges. And I know one of the things that you guys have done to teach people and educate people and train people is training them while they're single, right? Getting to them while they're actually single and showing them, you know, what marriage is really all about. Is that true?
Yes.
Indeed it is, Sean. You know, so many people are excited to be married or to get married. They're in love with the idea of marriage and the wedding and the pomps and circumstances. And then we get into marriage and we're ill-equipped because we didn't treat the single season as a preparatory time in our lives. And so that's what we, that's our goal with working with single men and single women, is teaching them God's standards for what a husband and a wife should be. So when their time comes to be married, they're prepared and equipped to build meaningful and healthy relationships.
And that is so important, because today a lot of people treat marriage like a hobby. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
instead
yes.
of actually treating it like the God blessing that it's truly meant to be, they treat it like a hobby. Like it's you know, like you can just, you know, one day you can have it and the next day, I don't want to be married anymore, and they just kind of let it go. So I love what you guys are doing. So what are some of the things that you guys do when you're talking about preparation? So for all the awesome single people in the audience, right? What are some things that they can do right now? They might not even be thinking about marriage right now, but what are some things that they can do to prepare to get themselves in that right frame of mind, if you will, and in the right spirit, so when that time does come, they're in the right place?
That's a great question, Sean. What we definitely suggest that our singles do is first begin working on building their relationship with God first and foremost, and allow God to show them who he has created them to be. Because until we know who we are and where we are, we don't know where we're going. And so after building a relationship with God, that's gonna cause you and force you and lead you into building yourself and figuring out who you are, so that you're complete before you introduce yourself to someone else and say, hey, I believe you're the one.
You know, and another thing, we want singles need to be intentional.
Yes.
Very intentional. You know, a lot of times we date just to date as to pass the time. You know, so singles need to be intentional. If you're dating, you need to be intentional that you want to get to the courting process because your time is too valuable. I want all the singles to know your time is too valuable to waste on something that is not going anywhere. You know, you have to find, singles have to find out where they're hemorrhaging from. You know, why am I attracting these type of individuals? Why am I still here and I had the desire to be a wife or a husband years ago? So we have to do a self-assessment.
I like that, man. I like that. So really, it starts with really just loving yourself, right? I mean, the basic fundamentals that we all should know, but I mean, before you can truly be committed and love someone else, the relationship for a marriage starts with your relationship. Well, really, it starts with your relationship with God, right? Having that strong foundational relationship with God and that relationship with yourself to really know who you are and to love yourself so that you can now go out and love somebody else.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
So, you know, I mean, there's a lot of singles out there, man. What do you think are some of the biggest challenges that singles are facing? Because, I mean, there are so many ways now. And the way that we meet people, like the way you and I met our significant others, right? We met through true communication and conversation. So
yeah.
Even the way we communicate now is different, right? So what are some of the biggest challenges you think that singles are facing right now?
You know, Sean, a lot of the singles that we work with, the first thing they say is, I just can't find anyone that is on my level, meaning career-wise, or I just can't find the time to get someone. And so what we're finding is a lot of, because communication styles have changed so much, we're finding that a lot of our singles have lent themselves to online dating. But some of the main challenges is meeting the right person and knowing how to identify the right person. And then for the single ladies, it's how do I know if he's really into me? Or how do I, as an entrepreneur, as a corporate woman,
mm-hmm.
how do I navigate that thin line of being boss and then being that feminine, demure woman that a man really desires me to be? And so those are some of the issues that we work with the single ladies. Brent can talk more to the single men.
You know, a lot of single men, Sean, they're trying to find some, you know, a woman that will truly challenge them. You know, a lot of times the perception of men is based on what the TV shows or what someone bitter has told them about men. And we're trying to, you know, dispel all those myths and listen, you know, the first thing that a lot of people, a lot of successful women will say, well, he's intimidated by it. And it's not about intimidation. It's about respect, and it's about, you know, just a cordial conversation. And you know, online dating is non-traditional. You know, we thought about it. We thought about all of the nuances of online dating. And to be honest with you, at first, you know, we shunned it and we did not want to address it. But it's not going anywhere. And as we look at the signs of the time, you know, online dating is becoming a part of the norm. And it's not an exception. And, you know, it's becoming a part of the norm. You know, so we have to make sure we are prepared if we decide, if they decide to go in that direction.
And we get so many questions about online dating. You know, is it something that I should try? Is it okay for Christians to date online?
Yeah.
You know, all of these questions about online dating, which, like Brent said before, we were a little, we weren't fans of online dating. And so it led us to start doing some real deep dive studies into this new phenomena. And in that study, we pulled out information that we'll be presenting on next Monday to our single audience on a webinar, free webinar on online dating to answer those questions and give them the information that they need in order to make an informed decision as to whether or not online dating is for them.
Awesome, awesome. Hey, if you have a link or a direct connect for that, feel free to throw that out to the audience. So if we have some single people out there, I mean, this could be huge for you. If you're struggling right now with the dating scene, or, you know, you're spiritually wrestling with your subconscious right now, trying to decide if online dating is right for you, then this would be a great opportunity. And, you know, I you know, Angel and Brent said I did a great job introducing them, but, you know, I'm going back and I'm looking at some of the stuff that we talked about. And, like, you guys are the real deal. Like, there's a lot of people that call themselves coaches, and you guys actually have a master's in marriage and family counseling. You're actually certified relationship coaches. So you're not – and you guys have been married for 16 beautiful years. You've been together for 28 years. So you guys truly are experts in this field.
Oh, yeah, Sean. Like we said, this is our purpose. This is our passion. We always say that we are walking in our purpose on purpose, which is why we decided to become certified, and which is why I went and got my master's in marriage and family counseling, because we take this seriously. We realize that we're dealing with a very delicate area in people's lives, and so we want to be prepared and be able to give them the best possible advice and coaching and guidance that we possibly can.
You know, and the great thing about it, Sean, you know, we've been able to help thousands of families to overcome a lot of things. And the reason why, you know, our purpose is to do that because our heart is in the community, and people have to realize that relationships and marriages is the seed of the community. So while we build our community, we know that if those fail, the community fails. And when the communities fail, society suffers. And when society suffers, life takes a toll on everybody. So this is why we purpose ourselves to do these things. You know, this is why, you know, just like the online dating and that link for the online dating, if you guys are ready, is bit.ly/all caps singles. Singles with plural. Free for singles. And this is why we studied and we dived into everything that we could have done to make sure that we have the right information for those who are considering online dating. You know, in this webinar, we'll talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of online dating, because you have to know from every aspect what you are getting yourself involved into.
Yeah, man. Yeah, absolutely. So that's a really cool thing that you guys are doing. I love the fact that you're starting at the foundation, right? My wife and I were talking tonight, and we were talking about how it's really important not to rush over things, and that it's important to try not to build a beautiful home without a really solid foundation. If you try to build a nice home and you don't have a good foundation, then your home's going to collapse. And it's kind of the same thing with a relationship, right? If you rush and you try to hurry your way through it and you miss the opportunities for the courting phase and all the different things that you guys share and talk about, you don't get the opportunity to build the foundation that your love and your life is really built upon, to have that relationship, that structural foundation relationship, for, you know, so you can get through the good times and the bad times, right?
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
All right, so I'm putting, I just put that in the events. Oh, go ahead.
Sean, you know, the thing about it is, you said was so key, you know, not experiencing everything that life has to offer in experiences. You know, where do we go from there? You know, how do we be able to decipher what's going on? Because we have to realize, and we always tell our clients and people who are close to us, that life is not linear. Anything that we go through is not that we're going to pass it again and never to go past it again. Life is very circular. So this is why we have to be intentional and learn from every mistake that we've made. Every mistake that we've made. So because you will see that again. You will see that again. It may not be in the same form. And in the relationship, we have to be able to relate to one another, our weaknesses as well as our strengths.
Let's take a quick break here. I want to, again, let you guys know, you guys are listening to the Coach on Fire Radio with my show Success Movement Radio. I am your host, Sean Wyman. You are getting the opportunity to listen to two of the most solid expert relationship coaches that you could possibly have on the planet to listen to. These guys have so much experience, and they just have so much to offer. And, you know, if you guys want to call in, I mean, they've already given so much tonight. If you guys want to call in, if you have a question, if you're single, if you're married, if you're dealing with a challenge, I want to make sure I give you the opportunity, and I want to share the phone number again with you. It's 646-668-2081. That's 646-668-2081. And guys, if you have a question, feel free to call in. Would love to take your call and give you the opportunity to talk with Angel and Brent live, because these guys are just amazing, amazing people. So I'm just curious, did you guys just, you know, you got married and you said, hey, you know what, we're going to be relationship coaches? Did it happen like that, or was this like a...
We wish, Sean. We wish. We really wish. Actually, wish that we had had this this type of teaching when we were single,
right?
Early in our single lives. We actually, like we said, we've not always been marriage of God, and so we went through a whole lot of challenges those first few years in our marriage. We got a lot wrong. We got some right. And through godly counsel, investing in our marriage, and reaching out for help when we saw that we needed it, we were able to get our marriage right side up. And it was in that as people saw our marriage transform, they started coming to us for advice and help and guidance. And so after doing that through our church and with our friends and family for quite some time, we then thought we might as well go ahead and be intentional about this calling that we recognize that God has placed on our lives and on our marriage. And so there we went and got our certifications and went to school for the master's.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So, man, I'm really like, God knew exactly what he was doing when he picked you guys for this, because you guys know this inside and out. And it's just, it's really cool. And you know, I haven't got to like hang out with you guys, but it shows you guys. It shows when you're on live stream. It shows when you're on social media. You guys just really carry it really well with your relationship and your love. And it's not fake. It's not artificial. It's really genuine. And it's just a really beautiful thing to see.
Thank you, Sean. And that's how we dealt with one another. That's how we've always dealt with one another, straight from the hip. Even if it hurt my feelings, it didn't matter. You know, my wife would tell me how she's feeling and what she dislikes, you know, but go ahead.
No, I just want to jump in because, you know what, when my wife and I met, we did the same thing. I looked her in the eyes when I very first met her. I'd gone through a bitter divorce. I was $96,000 in debt, and this cute little girl wanted to date me, and I really wasn't in that space yet where I thought I was ready. And this woman ended up being the love of my life, right? But God nurtured that relationship. But one of the first things I remember saying to her was, I want to make something really clear. If I can't trust you, I don't need you. So I need you to be able to tell me how you feel. I need to be able to tell you how I feel. And I need to be able to keep the emotional state out of it and you not take it personal, so that we can really build a solid foundation for a relationship. Are you in agreement to that? And she was, and thank goodness, because 12 years – well, now almost 15 years later, you know, we've had this amazing relationship and, you know, and it's gone great. So I completely understand what you're talking about when it comes to, you know, recognizing – and I think you brought up some really key points, and I want to reiterate these. You know, it's important to know who you are, right? It's also important to be comfortable and confident with where you are. You talked about knowing what you want, right? Isn't it important to know what you want from a relationship before you start searching for it? Or do you start to discover that as the relationship goes on?
Oh, absolutely, Sean. That is so key. That's actually something that we work with our singles in our program, is teaching them how to be, and that's what we mean by being intentional with this dating. Knowing what it is you desire in your mate. And knowing who God has called you to be as a mate, we call it a dating plan of action.
Yes.
And so we help our clients to put these plans in place. So we have our list of non-negotiables, which everyone should have. We all do, whether we voice them or not. Our non-negotiables, things that we absolutely will not put up with, things we just are no-goes for us, right?
Right.
And so we help our singles to devise this list, to come up with their relationship goals, come up with their intent as mates, and so absolutely, it's an absolute necessity as a single.
I don't mean to cut you off, but the phone lines are exploding right now. Like, I'm dead serious. We probably got like 3, 4, 5 calls on hold right now. So you guys ready to take a couple phone calls?
Sure,
yes,
absolutely.
Of course.
All right. So we're going to take area code 647 first. See if I can get to click over. Let's see what happened. Where we go? There we go. Hey, welcome to the movement. You are live with Sean Wyman and Angel and Brent Rhodes. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. It's a great show, as always.
Hey, this is Deidre from Canada, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, what's up,
Deidre?
Rockstar? How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. I'm up here in the chilly weather listening to you nice warm people.
It was only like 80 degrees in Florida today. I'm just saying.
Oh, I'm like, yeah, whatever. We had an ice storm yesterday. I had no light.
Anyway. Oh, no. So, hey, Dee, do you have a question for Angel and Brent?
Yeah, I love what I'm hearing. And as a single person who's now in a relationship, I spent a good 5 years discovering who I was, what I wanted as a single entity after 26 years of a failed marriage. And I was really clear on that, as is the person I'm dating, who spent several years single as well, kind of knowing what he wants. What's your advice for two very strong, independent, successful people coming together when you're so now set in your ways and understandings? How do you start blending again when you aren't that young, naive, everything's happy person, but you're much more structured, you do know what you want, you do know your direction in life, and it becomes a little bit more of a negotiation to get to where you want to go together?
Great question, Deidre, and thank you so much for calling in.
Yes, Deidre, thank you.
You guys are actually ahead of the game, right? Because what we definitely always suggest that our married couples do is devise their vision for their marriage.
Yes.
And so since you guys already know what it is you want, you know where you're going, now you have the opportunity, because that's your independent, your individual vision. So you now get the opportunity to work together and create that mutual vision for the relationship.
Mm. Okay.
And not only that, Deidre, I just wanted to make sure that you guys continue to have your voice.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times two strong people, one of them will will say, "Oh, I don't want to do this," because they're taking one for the team, is quote unquote, is what we call it. But the thing is, continue to have your voice. Having your voice is a beautiful thing, but knowing one another and when that voice needs to be heard, and not because you want it to be heard, learn one another to make sure this is when this voice needs to be heard. Did that help?
That does. That's good.
That's awesome, man.
Thank you very
much. Hey, Dee. Thank you so much for calling in. I hate to cut you short, but we've got like a huge line of phone calls.
You go, bro.
Hey, thank you so much.
Have a great night.
Thank you, Deidre.
You too.
Thank you.
Let's see. I'm trying to find another one, guys. We've got let's go to this one. All right. So area code 714, welcome to the movement. You're talking to Sean and Angel and Brent Rhodes. How are you doing this evening?
Hi, Sean. Hi, Angel. And hi, Brent. Thank you so much for putting this show together. I super appreciate you guys sharing your wisdom.
Oh, thank you. Who are you?
Thank you.
My name is Grace, and I'm calling from California, and I have a quick question. I counsel women at my church. I'm a volunteer lay counselor, and one of the issues that always comes up is the issue of trusting the brothers, the men in the church, because they seem often to be they vacillate. They start building a friendship with you as if they're showing a romantic interest, and they do that with multiple sisters in the fellowship, and then they're all, it was just, she's my buddy. So how do you address that? How I've been trying to coach the sisters to just be cautious, guard their heart, be very prayerful, fast, and, just treat it as a friendship. But they're having a hard time, not emotionally attaching to someone that gives them so much attention. So how do you help people with that specifically?
Well, Grace, and that you're not alone in that, right? I think every singles ministry in every church in America pretty much is facing that. And you're definitely giving them the right advice. I would just continue to encourage the ladies to develop their relationship with God so that in doing so and in fasting and prayer, allowing the Holy Spirit to sharpen their discernment. Because that's what it's going to take in these situations to know which is of God and which is not. And we also encourage our singles to just slow down, right?
Yeah.
Don't go too far, too fast. Don't share too much too soon. And just give it time to see exactly who this person is really and see where the relationship is going, if there's even a relationship.
That's it. And Grace, I would ask you to – please reach out to us at info@marriageofgod.com. We want to connect with you because this is something that everybody is going through. As a man, and you know, a lot of times the reason why we work with singles together, because you know, it is about deciphering what a man thinks. Why is he doing this and why is he doing that? And as a man of God, there are certain things that they need to be able to identify if they mm-hmm. are who they say they are. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, ladies adore being adored.
Right. We lead with our heart.
And you guys lead with your heart. And we lead with our analysis. We analyze. So when we analyze, we know the doors to go through, and this people are not readily seeing these things.
Right.
So if you would please reach out to us, info@marriageofgod.com. We would love to connect with you.
Amen.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Hey,
okay,
thank
Grace.
You, Grace. All right, you guys are doing awesome. You ready for another one?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
All right, so we are going to – let me make sure I've got – you guys are still there, right?
We're right here. We're right here.
Yeah, I just want to make sure I didn't disconnect the wrong people. Okay. All right. Hey, what's up? You, area code 203, welcome to the movement. This is Sean Wyman, and you are having the opportunity to talk to Angel and Brent. Let us know who you are and what your question is. And that one might have disconnected. Going once,
okay.
Going twice, we'll close that one out. Maybe. Let's see. Here we go. Yep. Okay, we're going to try. Yep, we got another one here. All right. Thank you for your patience. Welcome to the movement. You're talking to Sean Wyman and Angel and Brent Rhodes. How are you doing this evening? Oh, that one dropped too. You still with me, Angel and Brent?
We're right here. We're right here.
All right, cool. So that one dropped. But, hey, man, we got some phone calls in. Yes,
yeah,
I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
So thank you guys so much for calling in. Again, if you want to call in, the telephone number is 646-668-2081. 646-668-2081. So, man – I love what you guys are saying, and I love the fact that, I mean, there's so many directions we could go with this conversation, right? But
right.
I think it's really, really important that we look at the conversation of being willing, right? Everybody says, like, it's like success, right? I want to be successful. I want to make more money. I want a great relationship. Everybody wants these things. But then when it comes time to put the work and the commitment in, that's when things get crazy and they go, whoa, wait a minute. I didn't realize this was going to be so difficult. I didn't realize this was going to take time and true commitment. So –
mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on that as far as, you know, how important is commitment to establishing a relationship?
You know, you talked about with you and your wife was talking about foundation, commitment. Commitment starts with submission. We have to understand where we are before we get into a marriage, and we have to embrace submission. And the thing about embracing submission is understanding submission. And submission is the foundation of the marriage. You know, a lot of people say, you know, we submit to one another. But the Bible tells us that we are to submit, the men are supposed to submit to Christ first, as Christ
mm-hmm.
submits unto God. And the wife submits unto the husband. Now, sometimes we get it twisted because we don't talk about submission before marriages.
Right. And a lot of times we, especially women, tend to think of submission as this bad word, right? It's that dreaded cuss word that people in the church use to make women lay down and be doormats. And nothing could be farther from the truth.
Yes.
It's so empowering to be able to submit to your husband, to your man of God, right? And that's the key, is making sure that you are indeed yoked to a man of God, right? That's why
right.
we want to be intentional in the dating, so that once we're married, we're able to submit with ease.
That's it.
And with that word submission, the way I like to explain it to the women is that it's not that you lose your voice. It's not that you're no longer fearful or wonderful. You know, we are great. We're powerful. We're strong. We can do all of these great things on our own. But we're all the more powerful when we choose, when we make that choice to take all of our greatness, all of our power, all of our strength.
That's it.
And put it up under our husbands so that he can then propel us as a couple and as a family into this place where God has destined us to be. That's all it is. It's uniting our power under the headship of our husband so that we can then move in purpose toward the vision that God has given us.
That's it.
So what you're saying in layman terms is it's not about, like, women submitting to men. Oh, yes, honey, I'll make you dinner. Or, oh, yes, honey, I'll get your slippers. And, you know, I think guys get that confused because there's a lot of guys that are still living in, like, the 19th century way of dating. And it's like,
yeah.
look, no, that's not the way relationships work. Women are strong and they have they're empowered more than ever today. You look at it, right? 70% of entrepreneurs are women today that are crushing
yes.
it.
Yes.
Right? So knowing that, I think it's really important for our audience to understand that submission, especially for all the women out there, submission isn't meaning that you're like surrendering, right? There's a difference between submitting because you still have control. Would you
exactly.
agree with that?
Absolutely.
Whereas if you surrender, you give up that control. But when you submit and the man in the relationship respects it and they recognize
exactly.
that this is a gift, this is a privilege, not a right. And I think a lot of times we as men, we forget that. We forget the power that, because I can tell you, man, without my wife, I don't know where I'd be today. I really don't. I mean, without someone so strong and foundational in her principles about God, she led me back to God. She led me to my purpose. She helped me to strengthen that relationship, and it's been so empowering, right? So I think that's a beautiful thing that you guys just shared, another amazing golden nugget about, you know, being submissive in a relationship but not surrendering where you're, like, giving
yes.
up all your rights as a human being to do whatever the other person wants you to do and losing control of who you are.
Amen.
Amen. That's it. You know, As a young man, you know, we are very impressionable, and like you were saying, that people they date like the 1970s. Oh, you're supposed to do this. See, what's more so an honor as a man is to submit to someone who's been undefeated, and now I'm submitting my power unto somebody who has all power.
Mm-hmm.
And anything that I need to, that I am going through, I would go unto him and he will bless me. And as he blesses me, he will bless my family. And it is a flow. It's a flow. And a lot of times in marriages, you know, people don't look into that before they marry. You know, and that's where we're having a lot of problems at.
Absolutely. People tend to overlook the order of the family
yeah.
that God has ordained and outlined. And that's where marriages get out of whack. And
yeah.
We become like the children of Israel when they were out of king. You know, the Bible says every man did what was right in his own eyes.
Yes.
And so the wife is going her way. The husband's going their way. The kids are going crazy because no one has any real control over the family. No, there's no real guidance or headship. And that's when our family gets topsy-turvy.
Yes, because there's no way to, you know, there's no way, no place for them to turn to, you know. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, there's no way for them to turn to. So, and they turn to what's familiar, the voices that got them in predicaments that they had to pray to get out of.
Right.
So
right.
you're praying to get out of the predicament that you were in, and all you had to do is submit to the one that you're praying to and listen to the voice of him instead of the voice of others.
Oh, man, you're so on point, man. So on point. I mean, that could go into a whole new conversation, which I'm gonna
yeah.
stay out of the weeds. But I can tell you right now, you could come back as a guest, and we could go into that conversation, and that could be a whole
yeah.
show right there. But you are right on
yeah.
point, man. So I'm actually getting text messages from my good friend Keith Jowers, who just got over to San Diego, and he says, "Hey, I'm listening to the show. I can't call in, but please extend my deepest appreciations to Angel and Brent. Such awesome work that they're doing for the Lord, and I wanted them to know that I am listening, and I really appreciate what they're sharing tonight."
Wow.
God bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you, man.
And Keith actually has an organization called Dads for Life. And,
hey, that's Keith. Keith, what's up, man?
Yeah, you know Keith. All right, good.
Yeah,
I thought you guys
Keith.
Knew each other.
Awesome.
All right,
awesome.
So he's in San Diego for the Dad's Conference over there. And
wow.
He just got in a little while ago, but he just texted me and said, "Hey, make sure you tell Angel and Brent I said hello." So.
Wow. Yeah, man.
Blessings to you and your conference, Keith. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah. So as we're going through this, I'm gonna throw the number out one more time, guys. This we're getting down to the wire. Like, I could talk to you guys all night. We could do this show, and we could probably keep an audience going all night. But we got about 10 minutes left in this show. So if you want to call in, this is your last chance. The number is 646-668-2081. 646-668-2081. So let's take this a little bit deeper, guys, because you're talking about when the marriage gets in trouble, when the relationship – we won't even say marriage. We'll say when the relationship starts to get unstable, if you will. And
mm-hmm.
one of the biggest challenges – and you guys kind of hit on it, but I want to get a little deeper with it. It's important, right, for people to recognize at the beginning – that something's not right and trust their instincts. And that's where the trust and the commitment and all those things come together to really reset the foundation, if you will, when it starts to get a little unstable. And that's all about where you guys come in, right? Because it's about people reaching out for help. If you guys would share a little bit about how important it is to reach out for help when you realize what you're doing is not working.
Well, listen, one thing that we want everyone to understand is do not ignore the glaring red signs. If it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's a duck. And don't think that you can take the weight of the world and the weight of somebody else on your shoulders. I want to make a quick reference to Adam and Eve. When God presented Eve to Adam, he did not say, "Take her." Adam had a choice, and the choice that he made that she would be bone of his bone, flesh of – this is what God presented, and God is all-knowing, omnipotent. He's everything. He presented Eve, and Adam had the choice, just like everyone has a choice before they get married. So if God had presented a giraffe, I don't think Adam would have took a giraffe.
He certainly wouldn't have said, "Whoa."
but there's a choice. Go ahead.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, Sean, you hit on something very, very important, and that's being transparent enough, humbling ourselves enough
yes.
to realize that we need help, and then reaching out to get that help when we see we need it. You know, if we always do what we always did, we'll always get what we always got, and that is doing the same thing and expecting a different result has been defined. That's been used as the definition of insanity. And so we don't want insane married folk walking around. And so we encourage couples to please, ma'am, please, sir, when you see things are starting to go left, you go right over to get some help. If it's from your church, if it's from a coach, a counselor, get someone. But you want to make sure that you are seeking out wise counsel.
Yes.
And you want to make sure that it's someone who has who is where you desire to be in marriage, right?
Mm.
You don't want to go to a bitter aunt that's been divorced 3 times.
Yes.
And tell her all of your marital woes, because you already know how that conversation
how that's going to go. You know, I want to read the scripture, Proverbs 15:22 from the New Living Translation. It says, "Plans go wrong for lack of advice. Many advisors bring success. So whatever you're doing and you're having the lack of advice, don't feel bad. Reach out.
Right.
Reach out." And that's what we encourage people to do, because this is what we've done in our marriage. We've invested. Invest in your marriage. Invest in your relationship. Invest in yourself.
You're worth it.
You're worth it.
So we have people out there tonight that are on here live. We've got thousands of people that are going to listen to the replay, and some of these people may need your help. And I want to make sure that I give you the time to share. I know you had a couple of things that you had shared with me that I'm really excited. I've been holding my tongue because I wanted to tell them, but I want you to share some of the really cool things that you're offering just to our audience. So if you're here live, you are getting a huge advantage over some people.
Yes.
There may be some people that get to listen to the replay, and they may get to catch some of this opportunity. But for those of you that are live, you're getting ready to – I'm just going to let you guys share it, because I'm, like, all excited about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
First, we want to offer some to the married couples, the married couples. We have a course called Do You Want Your Marriage? And it's more so of, you know, a maintenance course, you know, and it helps you to really appreciate your marriage again. It's for $197, but for Sean and the awesome work that he's doing, and because you're a part of his community, we're letting it go tonight for $47. It's about a 6 or 7 module course.
Right.
Self-paced. $47.
This course actually is valued at, like Brent said, $197.
Yes.
But for Sean's audience and Sean's audience only,
that's it.
We've decided to deeply discount it for the price of $47, and so you'll have until midnight to take advantage. Well, actually, midnight tomorrow to take advantage of it.
Yes. And,
okay.
You can purchase that at marriageofgod.info. Marriageofgod.info.
Now, we haven't forgotten our singles. What we're offering for our singles, Sean, is like we mentioned earlier, we are going to have a webinar on online dating on Monday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. There, we're going to dig deep into the good, bad, and the ugly of online dating so that our singles will be well informed when they decide on whether or not they want to delve into online dating. And they're invited to join us on a free webinar. That link is bit.ly/free4singles, and that's all caps. bit.ly/free4singles, all caps.
And we also have an upcoming course called Wifed Up. Upcoming program called Wifed Up,
right.
And we're helping single ladies to be prepared to you know, get out of their frustrations and understand where they are,
how to be effective and successful as they are dating, and preparing them, showing them how to navigate into the realm of courting, right. They all desire to be married, but very few know that we have to get past dating and get into a courtship. And so that's what we're helping our single ladies to do in the Wifed Up program. It's a 6-week program. We've just opened up the waiting list, and the registration will be opening up shortly. So they can get on the list for that program and our A-listers, as we call them on our wait list, will receive special pricing. They'll be the first, they get first dibs at the seating in the program, because we do try to keep it intimate, because people are sharing some very, it's an intimate and sensitive thing. We keep the program relatively intimate, so they want to be the first to know when the link drops for registration. And then they also get a free gift for being on the wait list.
Yes.
So they can join that list at marriageofgod.com/wifeup. Again, that's marriageofgod.com/wifeup, and that will get the, no, it's wifed up weight. marriageofgod.com/wifeup weight.
Underscore weight. Oh, okay, okay, okay. Okay.
Gotcha,
yeah,
man.
And, you know, yeah, I just wanted, we wanted to make sure that anybody that wants to reach out to us, you know, we, you know, a lot of us, a lot of people deem us as marriage inspirational speakers.
Yeah.
You know, relationship inspirational speakers. You know, that's, you know, they deem us as that because we help them, we help motivate them to where they need to be. So just wanted to make sure that you guys can go to marriageofgod.com. That is our main website, marriageofgod.com. And if, you know, we also offer intensive, you know, if you guys want to work with us for like,
that's a
90-day intensive, you know, 90-day intensive that we work specifically with you and your significant other and to prepare you for marriage. You know, that is, it's awesome. You guys can reach out to us via email and, you know, do the things that we need to do.
Awesome. Awesome. Guys, thank you so much. And all of this information that they're sharing, I will be putting it out into the Welcome to the Movement community. So if you're on here and you're already a part of that community, you're going to be ahead of everybody else because all the information is going to be laid out there. But if you're not a part of that community yet, go to Facebook.com, type in Welcome to the Movement, and ask to join. I will immediately accept you and get you in there. Angel and Brent have agreed to come in like most of my guests do. So you'll be able to connect with them through there as well. And
yes.
Any questions that you have, anything you're not sure about, that is just a great place to connect with awesome people. So Angel and Brent, I want to just thank you guys so much for the opportunity. I definitely want to have you back on the show. I feel like I've already got like six ideas. I could probably do a whole year with you guys, man. And we could just do the Sean, Angel, and Brent show, right? We could just go on and on, man. But you guys are such amazing people, so beautiful, both in your marriage and in your spirit. And I just want to thank you guys again for coming on and being a part of the Success Movement radio show.
Oh, Sean, it's definitely been our pleasure.
Yes.
Again, we appreciate you for having us on, allowing us to go, to come out and have our voices heard.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about our passion. And you just named the time and the date, and we're here.
You know, and the thing about it is not everybody speaks kingdom language, Sean. And you do. So
hey, I appreciate
thank you
that.
So much. Yeah,
I'm an infant. I'm an infant in the kingdom language. I'm still learning the language, but I thank you very much. And
Yes.
So, guys, as we're closing this out, you just got done getting to listen to the amazing Angel and Brent Rhodes. Again, if you want to connect with them, all you got to do is go to marriageofgod.com, and you can connect directly with them and all the amazing programs that they have to offer. So as we close this out, I want to thank each and every one of you for being a part of this show. So excited to connect with you. If you have not gotten it yet, go to Amazon.com and check out my book, Let Go the Movement Process. Just type Sean Wyman under the books category on Amazon and get your book today. It is a life-enhancing transformation book that you do not want to miss out on. So as we finish this out, thank you guys so much. Remember, no matter what you do, always focus on moving forward. Have an amazing night, everybody. Until the next show, welcome to the movement.
Take care, guys.
I can do anything. I can reach any goal today.
I can do what I want. I can be what I want to be.
Coach on Fire Radio.